The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, this is Ellen Weld with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. Welcome to today's conversation. And today I'm going to be talking about a new book that was recently brought to my attention. It's called Mastering the Art of Vegetable Gardening. It's a new book written by a fellow named Matt Mattis. And the book will more than likely help me keep true to my annual gardening ritual, which I've spoken about here before. And that is picking one new-to-me variety or crop to grow in my garden every year. The book's subtitle is Rare Varieties, Unusual Options, and Plant Lore and Guidance. And that promises to unveil to me some unusual squash, some naughty tuber, or some sort of delicate green that will not only challenge my gardening skills, but something that will also become a favorite in my kitchen. The author claims to have grown each and every one of the more than 200 varieties written about in the book. For example, Matt has specific details on 10 different types of artichokes, how to grow them, and where to find the seeds. Now that's pretty extraordinary right there. Matt lives in gardens in Massachusetts, and he has grown artichokes in this environment. That's pretty cool. I'm gravitating towards a chapter on beets, Swiss chard, and spinach. I love growing those crops. I can get so much more food per square foot in my garden plot when I grow those, as opposed to growing a rambling squash vine, for instance. As an urban gardener, it's all about using space efficiently. That concept right there is a basic gardening concept that I am familiar with as a longtime urban gardener. What the author provides in this chapter is an up-leveling from those basics. For example, when discussing spinach, Matt mentioned specific varieties that are not only space savers, but also ones that grow into tasty, full-sized plants. In addition to detailed growing information on planting, nutrition, and water requirements, and seasonal tips, Matt includes short descriptions of each variety he recommends. For instance, for the spinach variety Colibri, he provides the days to harvest, the leaf shape, and the fact that it is highly resistant to downy mildew. That is good to know, and I'll have to keep my eye out for that variety this spring. As for trying new things, this year I'm going to try something new in my vegetable garden, and that is inspired by my post about Okinawa spinach, which really isn't a spinach at all. It's in the genus Gynura, not Spinachia. I found a variety called New Zealand spinach. I found that on the Renee's Garden website, and it's not a spinach at all. It is in the genus Tetragonia. It was first introduced by Captain Cook back in the 1700s, so that's a pretty old variety. While not a true spinach, it's supposed to have a mild spinach flavor when cooked briefly. Apparently, you're not supposed to cook this spinach too long. I'm hoping it will be not a magnet for leaf miners, which usually happens to my real true spinach in the garden. So I'm going to grow that this spring and get back to you on that. Well, that's it for now. That's it for the Mastering the Art of Vegetable Gardening. I will keep you posted on the progress of my New Zealand spinach. And I hope to meet you back here next week.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.